Hey, what's up, podcast? This is episode 2 of What's the Problem with Gassed Up or Passed Up. Today, we're going to be taking a dive in with one of Texas's great content creators, marketers, photographers, videographers, Alex J. Martin. You can find him on Instagram. I am Alex J. Martin, or AM Made It. Taking a dive into what it means to be gassed up or passed up. Stay tuned.
What up, it's your boy Colin Rising, the Gassed Up Trainer, here with your boy AM Made It, Alex Martin.
What's shaking. Thanks for having me on the podcast, yeah, bro.
Appreciate you for being the first guest, my G. So, yeah, we basically, you know, we're here at Body District right now, and I just told Alex, I'm trying to make this as organic as possible, just running game with Dallas entrepreneurs, you know, photographers, videographers, fitness influencers, lawyers, programming, podcasters. I mean, from one end to the other, we're trying to cover all sides of the spectrum. So, I appreciate you for being here, man.
It's a pleasure. I'm shocked, even then, just to be here, period.
Right.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cat curse on?
Yeah. No, we're good.
Yeah, I was shocked by it. So I was like, yo, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you for, lending me your platform to be on here and just talk about things.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose of this is just to get out, you know, what people in Dallas, and I'm trying to focus in Dallas because I have such a large, you know, I'm Amazon focused, mm-hmm. you know, so whenever I do things like this, I always try to bounce from one end to the other way too quick. But, I'm trying to get it around the Dallas network because, you know, I've been in Dallas, I've been in Houston
Same
always out there. So
yeah.
Houston moves so much different.
Completely different. Completely.
So. Okay, so here's what I'll do is I'm gonna kick these off with questions because I'll have episodes where it's just me talking, so I want to get more of your insight on things. So as far as the Houston and Dallas relationship goes, what city do you feel like hustles harder? I went there fast.
Okay, yeah, you put the pressure on me. Right
I
there.
Did, yeah.
And so it's going to irritate some of my Dallas homies then because I feel like Houston hustles harder because Houston is more authentic.
Right.
You know, I feel like in Dallas you can kind of fake an image.
Yep.
And you can, keep it up for a second.
True.
You know, versus in Houston, people, I feel like, would see through the BS and call you out on it.
Right.
So you have to be authentic with your hustle out there.
Right. I definitely agree. I don't know, dude, because I know I'm not going to say a lot because I don't know that many people. Houston's got a ton of influencers, but I know a few that really do hustle hard and they are authentic as can be from, young cats to the OGs. Then I know a few, no OGs, I don't know any OGs that do this, but I know a few of the younger guys that are, legitimately faking it until they make it, if they make it. And in Dallas, the reason that I don't think I see that is because Dallas moves slower.
100%, I agree.
So the people in Dallas, they're not itching to get that follower count up. They're more so itching. I feel like Dallas is like Warren Buffett and Houston is like Amazon and Jeff Bezos and stuff like that. Right? As far as, I feel like it's because like Warren Buffett's famous quote, nobody wants to get rich slow. That's why people don't do what he did. In Dallas, people follow very slow and calculated business models. Houston, to me, is more of the, if we make a mistake, we make it at full speed, but we keep pumping. And so,
volume.
Exactly, volume. Yeah. So when you're putting out a lot of volume, if you faking it till you make it, if people know you, it's constantly like, this is not what this cat's really doing,
Yeah.
And I think that's just where my...
I guess, right. Because for me, I've been in the nightlife in both cities.
Right.
So... I feel like, and
keep going. I'm gonna set up video.
You're good. So in Dallas, I've been in a nightlife where I'll see some shit and it'll be a person completely faking. I'm talking about people go as far as owning the club type faking it
true.
And try to get away with it for as long as they can. You know, I know a gal.
And you have been deeper in that than I have.
I'm like totally. Yeah. Like, at one point in time, I was immersed in it.
Yeah.
So I would see cats who were like doing promoting, right? And only making. Bro, I'm talking about it going as far as wearing the fake chains and like all that stuff. And only like making, you know, a certain amount just to put on the front. And it's like
living a lifestyle that they can't afford to impress people that they hate, exactly. That talk shit about them behind their back.
Exactly. Going home unhappy, you know,
yep.
Versus like in Houston, that guy who really got it is going to stand out from the rest because he really got it. So all very the women know he really got it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like the ballers in Houston are really ballers. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
It make you feel some type of like, man, I got to get on my
it
shit.
It does. So, it does.
That's why I kind of like feel that way because of the nightlife. You know, it played a lot of influence in my opinion on that.
Word up. All right. So let's switch gears a little bit. And so what got you into photography, videography, you know, production? I know you said you did music and all of that stuff. So what got you into that, you know, that genre of work?
I think I always wanted to be in media growing up.
Yeah.
Long story short, like the stuff that I'm doing now, like as far as editing content, you know, pictures and all that, I was doing that in high school.
Right.
But I didn't take it serious. So long story short, didn't take it serious. I brushed it off. I was like, man, I'm going to do music. I'm going to rap. But I was big into like the marketing and social media side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So like within like a 3-year span, no mixtape. Just all like singles, just like putting them out there. And I was like on like a bunch of platforms, so like SoundCloud. I'm talking 2010 to...
So early in the game, you were focused on the attention.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the monetary value of what you're doing.
Bruh, there's like emails. I have like a couple of emails. It's the weirdest thing. Of me predicting exactly what's going on right now.
Bro.
I didn't know it would like range out to just like everyday people.
Right.
I will admit that. But I knew that artists and like, you know, businesses had to, you know, just have all these channels of distribution.
Right.
And so I had a team around me then and I used to be on them. Hey, bro, like, yo, you need to set up a YouTube. I'm telling you, you need to do this.
Yeah.
You need to like, so me being like strategic in that, rural and like marketing it,
mm-hmm.
like I managed to get, I remember one time like within 1 week 500 followers on like Twitter.
So what do you think was the one thing that hit that big growth period right there as far as marketing goes? Because a lot of people out there, like, you know, they try and they try and they try and they don't have a big, you know, 500 in 1 week or mm-hmm. even 50 in 1 week, you know, and so they quit real quick. So what do you think would be the as far as what you focus on providing the content consumers, what do you think is the one thing that you would tell someone, focus on this, and if you continue, if you're persistent, it will show, you know, it will pay its dividends?
I feel like if you're passionate about getting the results,
right,
you'll figure out the science and the math behind it.
I love that.
So you'll do your research, you'll figure out, hey, like, oh no, like this ain't working. What's you know, whomever doing.
Exactly.
Let me implement what they're doing into my strategy.
Right.
And then maneuver it. And so that's all I was doing at that point in time. And I still do it to this day. Last night, you know, like trying to figure out, you know, like the spirit. I'm entering the spirits industry now.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what is Grey Goose doing?
Yeah.
What is Jim Beam doing?
Right.
What is... you know, just like these different companies, what are they doing? And who's really successful mm-hmm. at marketing on social media?
Yeah.
So.
And you know, the thing about that is I consume a lot of content.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to as many Gary Vee episodes as possible.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, but him, Joe Rogan, all of them, but not to, you know, do what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
But to get the knowledge from the experiences that they've had and implement that into my day-to-day structure.
Yep.
And that's where people get it mixed up is they try to replicate
exactly.
things that people are already doing damn, not perfectly, but I mean, VaynerMedia, what's he doing, 300 million or something stupid like that? So why would I try to create a competitive, you know, company? I mean, now I am competitive and I'm not going to say that one day I'm going to take over and kick VaynerMedia off of the face of the media marketing industry, but I'm going to chase the pattern of innovation yeah. that they took, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just what I try to get people to understand. And so mm-hmm. I'm very, like you said, passionate about, if I believe in something and you tell me that I'm wrong, mm-hmm. you better damn sure be willing to go to the end of the earth to prove to me how wrong I am, because I will make you falter. I'll make you fold like a cheap chair.
Seriously.
Like, don't come at me with no bullshit yeah. just because you want to talk shit, because you win and you quit fucking doing whatever you wanted to do because you were scared. I don't have time for that.
No negative
energy. Yeah. And that's my thing is, I try to promote nothing but positivity.
Same here. Yeah.
And sometimes my approach can be a little aggressive and some people can take it the wrong way. Yeah.
But if your intentions are true, people will, like, they won't take it the wrong way.
No, right. They shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard something else and it was like, you almost, a lot of people try to get rid of that darkness. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting rid of the darkness, we need to just kind of moderate it. And so instead of me, because I mean, I've come a long way just in terms of the person I am, because like when I was playing football and, you know, I was a very aggressive individual. Mm-hmm. And that was just my nature, whether I was on the field, off the field, I was kind of unhappy. And so that played a part in it. But now that I'm able to channel that, I channel the energy, not the darkness. And so the energy can be put positively or negatively mm-hmm. into things. And the one thing that I've learned is that you have to be able to basically let people know that, you know, like, I know a good friend of mine, Ashley, I think she had this on her bio somewhere or something, but it was like, spiritual, but I will get gangster if I have to. You feel me? Like I'll keep it G with you
yeah.
and I'll take it there real quick.
Yeah.
Just so we can be on the same page. But after that, you know, I mean, before and after that, it's all love.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, that's just something that I've been trying to promote out here. But, yeah, man. So let's see. If there was one place that you could fly to right now, stay for 6 months, what would it be?
Man, that's a tough one. I would say 6 months right now. Miami ain't the perfect time because, you know, you got hurricanes and stuff out there. So in this case, I would say New York.
Okay.
I like the hustle out there. You know, I feel like I stayed out there at one point in time for 2 months.
Yeah.
And seeing the way that people live, like, you got immigrants that come to this country with like a whole game plan, you know. Hey, like, even something as simple as, and not knocking anybody that has like dreams like this or anything like similar to it, but I remember meeting one woman who, I won't say Middle Eastern, man, she was cool, but anywho, like, her main purpose was to sell shoes.
Okay.
And the thing was, she wanted to take care of her family.
Gotcha.
And so, like, after that, so I would say New York, man. Okay. That hustle, that ambition, that drive, and that mindset out there, I would love to, like, take on and implement.
What Houston about you? On steroids, basically.
Yeah,
exactly. From the hustle perspective. If I had to go somewhere for 6 months right now, it would probably be... Man, that's tough because, you know, I love New Zealand. I've never been. I want to go really bad.
Okay.
But I also... You know, I'm right now, I'm in a place where I really want to get into producing, whether it be audio content from, you know, podcasts, music, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would probably have to say, dude, probably Atlanta.
Atlanta, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I hear Atlanta's probably dope Atlanta. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that have been to Atlanta and go frequently. Mm-hmm. And just that music environment.
Yeah.
Because when you learn Atlanta, you learn a lot about the entire music industry and, yeah. you know, the birth of a lot of different artists and genres, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be a dope place to be. And, yeah, I really want to get into producing music here soon.
They culture rich too, man.
Exactly. Their culture is crazy rich. So let's talk a little bit about fitness.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider fit?
What do I consider fit, man? I remember
in this day and age, in this backwards ass era that is so progressive. I mean, what do you like society considers fit, and then what do you consider healthy?
That's a tough question. I'll tell you the motto I live by. I once heard Zac Efron say, you know, you should train or work out as if you're preparing for a zombie apocalypse. So for me, that's running.
That's literally what I tell people when they ask why I worked out.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're like, why do you train like this? Mm-hmm. Just in case there's a zombie apocalypse or the purge happens to occur. I mean, you know, just in case some freak shit happens.
Have you watched Black Mirror? I mean, Black Summer?
Oh, no.
Watch Black Summer on Netflix.
Okay.
You know, it just came out. And that shit was just a reminder of just like why you should work out, because the zombies were running like full speed.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And there's one scene where a zombie like busts through a fucking wall. So, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, yeah, I'm finna go get like 10 sets of 10 on bench in a second.
Oh, I'm gonna spend 30 minutes on that treadmill. Yep, you know, society's version though is like, man, you know what? I haven't really thought about it, but I mean, hell, we all see it when we go to these resorts and the pool, you know, the guy who got, like, who's walking and jiggles all over the place. The woman who's walking and jiggles all over the place. That's not necessarily fit, in my opinion. Mm. You know, fit is like, you know, you feel good.
Right.
You know, both mentally and physically. Because, you know, when you hit those goals, I listened to a guy named Andy Frisella.
Yeah. The first form dude, right?
MFCEO.
Yep, MFCEO, yeah.
And he was saying his deal was he recently did this thing where he just went all in on fitness and how it has changed him, you know, both mentally and physically to where it has him focused on his goals.
Right.
And I feel like if you look at the average American, they're not really focused like that.
Right.
You know?
And I can personally attest to that because, like, right now that I've started this podcast, I feel like my fitness game is about to jump.
Skyrocket.
I mean, I feel like it's about to go so much far. I feel like it's about to take the leap that I've been yearning for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And all because I have been talking about starting this damn podcast since I got back to Dallas, which was in October.
Uh-huh.
That's over 6 months. Yeah. So, you know, now there's this huge weight off of my shoulders because I don't care if anyone else says, oh, Colin didn't start it or Colin did start it. I'm telling myself every morning, you asshole, you haven't started the podcast.
Yeah.
And it affects my eating, my water drinking, my intake of food. I mean, it's crazy how much, you know, just getting tasks accomplished, even just starting them rather than just checking the boxes sometimes is a necessary goal, bro.
I agree 1,000%, bro. Like, there's, and especially when you have that end all goal at the end that you can like visually see.
Yeah.
That's like everything. It'll make you work harder and all that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, man.
I know it.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I can't wait. Four months from now. So what are we? We're about to be in May, June, July, end of July. I'm gonna be a freak.
Yeah, nah, bro. You already cut up. Sorry. No, you about to be
to be a freak with it, dog. But yeah, man. Do you have any questions for me?
All right. Let's see. If I had to ask a question, what 3 gems would you give to somebody that's working out in the gym that wants to achieve like their goal?
Okay. So 3 of them?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 hot takes.
Because like you're the fitness expert. So I would say 1 gym that would, you know, mindset in the gym.
Right.
Mindset outside of the gym.
Okay.
And mindset in both places.
Nice. Okay. So mindset in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to break this up into like novice and experienced.
Okay.
So for a novice, mindset in the gym, you know, understand that you should have no less than a 3-month mindset, the goal mindset. So if you're just starting, take no less than 90 days to say it's not working.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people, especially when you're getting a personal trainer, like I knew someone who did this and I don't really condone this, but it makes sense. she would sign people up. The first time they sign up, they had to sign up for 90 days.
Yeah.
And initially I thought that was wrong, but I can see how, and she was a good person, so, you know, I think that it probably was more beneficial, but having a 90-day accountability versus a 30-day accountability, and then I get the leeway to either cut it or not.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will say, you know, they'll spend that money the first month because they're geeked, right?
Right.
And then that second month, maybe even the third month, one of those months, though, it's like, okay, I have this extra money right now. Do I want to give it to them, or do I want to go and buy me a pair of shoes and a jacket and then go hang out with the boys or the girls and do this and that? And so that's where the disconnect comes, in my opinion. So for novice, you know, in the gym, I guess that's both in and out of the gym.
Yeah.
Understand that you need a 90-day rule.
Okay.
All right. For experienced fitness individuals, healthy aspiration chasers, I would say in the gym, you know, chase death.
100. You know, not to just like bring him up just because. Your father has the same mindset. I watched him work. I had a photo shoot with him one time.
Yeah.
And he just went all in.
Yeah.
He was like, he said the same thing. He's like, yo, if you got it in you, why not?
Why not? Why not? I was like,
he got a point. No,
it's like I've trained and he put that in my head early. I mean, I remember being 11, and some people are going to think this is, I was probably 11 years old and we had a bench press in my room in our apartment. And so, you know, I was benching and we put 135 on there and I couldn't hit that, but we, you know, forced the paradigm shift, you know, break out of your barriers. And so I got under it and I'm scared and he slaps the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just sitting there like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, fucking get that shit. You know, this was the first time that it got really real for me in terms of like
mindset
with the weight, you know. It's kill or be killed when it comes to that. Like you if you don't take it there are certain barriers you will not break through.
Yeah.
And you know, that was built up. I was training with Marcus Hicks, professional Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu MMA fighter, one of the beasts of the freaking MMA realm. His name, they called him the Wrecking Ball, because dude was just nasty with it. Had worldwide wins and BJJ competitions. I mean, dude was a monster.
Yeah.
Training with him, though, I mean, one day I was late, and dude, I ran 4 miles, and in between those miles, I'm doing like push-ups, heavy bag punches. This is before the workout even begins, so I didn't get to work out with the group. I had to do my own thing just because I was late. But yeah, man, so my mindset has been, you know, I've cried plenty times during workouts. Like, I've gone until, I mean, I collapse.
Yeah.
And I can do that myself. I don't need people to push me. And that's where I think that I'm able to push other people, is because I don't need someone to do that for me.
Yeah.
So I don't speak to people as someone who needs someone. I speak to them like, you should not need me here for this.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how you force people to say, man, fuck Colin. I'm gonna do 150 squats on my own, and you know, he won't be there, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
So you know, I really pushed that, you know, chasing death. Yeah, man. Yeah. So and then outside of the gym, you know, this goes for everybody. You know, keeping your focus on mental health.
Sure.
I think that, you know, if mentally you're not healthy, there's no way that physically you can chase your goals and aspirations. And it does affect more than just your brain whenever, you know, you're caught up. Your stomach, your intestines, your entire body just isn't aligned properly. You start deteriorating whenever you've got, you know, things like that going on. So focusing on doing what makes you happy every single day so that you wake up pumped for whatever it is. That is my advice to everybody. You know, wake up pumped. And if you're not pumped when you wake up, then figure out why not, and figure out how long it's going to take you to change that, and make a goal, and then focus on the goal, because then you will wake up pumped, because you're working towards something that you know that is coming out of your love and passion. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice. I think I covered them.
Yeah. 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 Cool.
Well, Word up. All right, man. I know you got a shoot to get to. I'm going to go in there and get a workout. But this is your boy Gassed Up with AM Made It, Alex J. Martin.
We in the building.
We at Body District. Y'all come by 15500 Quorum Drive. Is it Drive or Parkway? It's something. Quorum. We over here in Addison, Texas. You know where we at. Gassed Up. We out. Bye.
Can be a